listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat. Fakeologist speaking. It is Tuesday, March 26, 2019. Want to acknowledge the generous donation of one Philip S, I believe, or Philip G. One Philip, thank you very much for the generous donation. Very kind of you. I also want to acknowledge another donation. Donations are listed on the right side of fakeologist.com. Right now, the last donation on each list is the most recent. I might reverse that. The latest monthly subscription donation, recurring donation, is Jesse C. I don't know who that person is. I don't know if he's on fakeologist.com. I don't even know if it's male or female. Yes, Philip G. made the latest one-time donation, and anonymous. That person did not wish to be recognized by their given name, so we've named that person anonymous. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. I'm now going to play with a Fakeologist bot, and you can too. It's available to anybody. And the lovely Laura Mars now on the audio chat that we pilfered from a fart podcast. Put a link to Paula Gloria on Howard Stern. I like Howard Stern, and of course, I like 9/11. Try and put those two together and see what happens. See what the name of the video is here. But anyone can play clips into the live stream and comment on them. Let's see if this works. So you type in a dash or a minus sign, search, and then type in what you're looking for. And if it's on YouTube, it'll pop up. So I'm typing in Paula Gloria, search Paula Gloria and Stern, and see what comes up. And it's a 13-minute video, and it's the first search term, so I can just type number one and start.
Yes. Hi, here. Howard and friends, I believe your choice of an interview with Paula Gloria is a huge mistake. Her and the group she represents are a fringe group of lunatics that promote ridiculous ideas that no planes hit the World Trade Center buildings. I agree you should ridicule her, as you probably will, but have you considered also giving a voice to more credible questions revolving around the attacks? I sincerely hope you wouldn't make the mistake of equating everyone that raises questions with this fringe group advocate. You're going to have on your show. Boy, that's some sentence.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered perhaps having a forum for more credible questions? So people think you're nuts because you believe it was a cartoon created by whom? The government?
No, not at all.
Who created the cartoon?
We should support our government.
All right. The day we saw the World Trade Center blow up, what were we seeing?
Well, I didn't see it. I was in an ashram in India.
Okay, got it. Grant, I saw it.
Good place to be.
It looks real to me.
What did we see?
You think it's like my Dolly Parton thing where I...
You saw it on television.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
But there were some people who, you know, we had eyewitnesses on the phone.
Well, what's interesting...
Yeah, we're here in Manhattan. We saw friends. Like, friends saw it. Smoking and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But they saw the planes fly into it.
I'm going to go down to 6th Street with somebody at MNN who was watching the big gash that lasted for an hour. But if you do a close-up on that, you'll see there's people waving from that big gash.
Waving?
Yeah, waving.
Waving from the gash?
And what does that mean?
Think about it. Uh-huh. What do you think it means?
I didn't see anybody waving, honestly. I don't know how you did.
No, not on television.
Where did you see them waving?
At the ashram?
I saw them. No, I didn't.
I don't understand
what
you're saying.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't understand, Paul.
No, God, but...
Where did you see the people waving? In a picture?
Yes.
Where was this picture?
A little shown in this country, but over in Europe more so. Since I'm on the internet, I'm approaching 1 million hits now. And we do a lot of interactive work. If you post something, then that will be picked up by somebody anywhere in the world, and they can.
Do you think somebody could have like kind of photoshopped people waving?
I don't think you could photoshop somebody waving.
You can't?
No. You can't?
No, not waving. Not the video part.
I think it was another video.
That's another program.
But, Paul, what do you
that's
think?
That's how you see the movement, and then you blow up the
I don't know what she's saying.
What do you think caused the buildings to fall, then? Clearly they're not there. What caused them to fall?
You mean what caused steel to turn into dust?
Yes. Right.
I know I don't believe thermite. They tried to do that at Burning Man to show thermite, you know, could possibly do it. But if you've got people waving from a hole, it's certainly not going to be...
What do you think happened, Paul? That's
right.
What
we're buildings happened. Aren't there anymore. What happened?
Yeah, what's the conspiracy? Planes hit the building or not?
This is not a conspiracy, by the way.
Okay. Conspiracy, did planes hit the building?
You just go on your VCR, hit rewind, and go frame by frame, and you watch...
Paul, did planes... a lot of us aren't following this. Did planes hit the building?
Well, I don't believe so.
You don't believe
what
so?
What caused the big gash?
Gash. Keyword. Gash.
That's.
By the way, I was asked what comedians I like, and I like Artie Lang, the guy that's cracking jokes with Howard Stern. Artie Lang is a sidekick to Howard Stern, is a very effective combination. Artie Lang on his own, not so funny. Artie Lang with Howard Stern cajoling and mocking is extremely fun. He is extremely funny. He was the best co-host on the Stern Show that I ever remember, and I'm talking now. And I don't care if I agree with Paul or Gloria. The mockery is very funny on this clip, but of course we know she is definitely saying what we agree with for the most part. But because she comes from a loony background as a New Ager, completely cloaks her credibility. It obscures her credibility and obscures the message. I will resume. You can click or in commands type dash pause the video at playback and dash resume play it. Here we go.
Well, the tendency is to be ridiculed for thinking, to try to think about it.
No, but we're not ridiculing. I just want to know why do the buildings fall? Why are they not there? What happened?
No, what caused it?
Fred, give us some clarity.
I just want to know why there's video of planes flying into a building.
She said it's a cartoon.
Well, that's what that was. All the time.
Okay. And the thousands of eyewitnesses who saw those planes were deluded into thinking that it was an illusion.
Yes.
How so? How do they pull
mass
that off?
Hypnosis?
If you had a regular airplane fly into a building, it would crumple. It wouldn't go through the building and come out the other side as one of the computer-generated images did. And any U.S. citizen or anywhere in the world that recorded this, all they have to do is go back to their archives, hit rewind, and watch it frame by frame.
Have we been to the moon?
That's another question.
What do you think?
I used to, you know, in 1969 when it happened, I never got much juice off looking at it. It never made me feel proud to be an American and all that. I mean, I definitely feel so grateful to be in this country. I'm very concerned. I'm concerned about the economy. I'm concerned about the homelessness.
But you don't think
you've
been to the moon?
When I made 5 million, I know other people can. Today,
what about the Holocaust? Do you think the Holocaust happened?
The Holocaust is something that concerns me greatly.
What do you mean? What are you thinking?
It should.
What do you think happened there? A big lie?
It was a gag.
I think something's happening. Do you know there's work camps being created in New Jersey right now because of the homeless problem?
So what do you think happened at the Holocaust?
Off,
do you think that's a lie?
It starts off as work camps.
I mean, I got a grandmother whose whole family was wiped out in the Holocaust. So tell me she's a liar.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. So tell me, is she a liar?
I mean, there's a lot of... Is she a liar? I'm working now with the first Holocaust plaintiff. Who was living in Romania. Her father did business in several countries, and he would have to use Swiss banks to...
Was the Holocaust a cartoon?
She was the first plaintiff that came...
But Paul, you're avoiding my question.
Was the Holocaust a cartoon? Of course not.
No.
Nobody ever
said
that.
Do you think it was a lie?
Was the Holocaust real? I mean, did it happen?
I think it's strange when the first plaintiff that comes forth to be compensated for being at Auschwitz, she was there at 14 years old, is not getting her money.
Right.
And I'm going to be working with her a lot more because I really want to have good, solid evidence. And tonight, I'm changing the name of my show, by the way.
Do you understand any of this? I don't understand what Paul is
Paul,
saying.
Paul, do you understand
really
why someone
understand.
Might tear their hair out and talking to you?
Really? I'll tell you, that's why your show was
What happened to the buildings?
These are not easy questions.
But what happened to the buildings?
All right, let's start with something more simple.
Aircraft parts that were found in the building on the ground, were those just plants? That
in the building? Nothing was found in the building.
There were pieces of the engine.
If people go to paulagloria.com, what I'm going to do is keep track of all of these questions and meticulously and do what I didn't do.
What is she saying?
Or you could just read the New York Times and realize the plane flew into the World Trade Center.
Finally, Mike, you're on the air, and what can I say? Mike, go ahead.
Hi. My name's Ruben, by the way.
Ruben, go ahead.
Okay. I worked at 120 Broadway on the 19th floor, one block from the World Trade Center. I was in a cubicle facing the World Trade Center when the first plane hit and it shook the building. We opened the shades. We were watching office furniture falling out of the building and paper on fire, and I was watching along with 15 other people as the second plane entered the second tower. And I can say for a fact it was definitely a plane.
You're going to ruin Paula's fun with that information.
You know, I know she's wacky, and I know she's a little confused. But if there's one thing I want her to be clear about is that it was a plane that entered.
Mike was there firsthand and saw the plane actually slice through the building. How do you answer
that? Well, here's an example of nonviolent communication skills. He's asking me, based on his authority, to accept something. Nonviolent communication says if you can exchange information, then you have a chance of connections, power with as opposed to power over. He seems like a very powerful person, very assertive.
Paula, what do you think of the fact that the guy, he seems like a legitimate guy, a regular working man.
But I don't know him.
Oh, so you think he's lying?
I don't know.
Why would he lie about something?
What's his
like
motivation?
That?
Well, I know.
What's in it for him?
He may well not be lying, but people may not really know what they're seeing.
So, do we believe a guy who was standing on Worth Street or somebody who was in an ashram in India all occurred?
Yeah. Do you think
getting all this information secondhand 3 years later?
Do you think my grandmother's an asshole who lies about her family being wiped out in the Holocaust and watching them being shipped off on trains?
That's a very serious.
That's a very serious matter.
To call your grandmother a liar.
No, I'm saying
I would hardly do that. I mean, I have the premier Holocaust, the first plaintiff in the case.
I don't know what she's saying.
She's supporting that the Holocaust happened.
I think the Holocaust happened. Yeah.
I think there are things that should be looked at. Like, why isn't she getting her money when she's the first plaintiff? What's going on?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. I'm just so confused. Marianne from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Howard, lady, you're a total nut job, but you know what? December 11th, you're totally off base. We lost my sister-in-law, but there's something about your voice that's incredible, and you're very, it's like very soothing and very likable. I just can't even explain it.
All right, she finds your voice soothing. For the agenda here, are you against the Jews? Are you for the Jews?
I know. People are very puzzled by that.
We don't know one thing you're saying.
The only reason I might...
Do you know anything after this interview, Robin?
No.
But let me just let me finish up on yantras. The Star of David, if you go to the Central Synagogue in Lexington, you will not see.
Do you like Jews? Answer yes or no. Do you like them?
Obviously I do.
All
the people I work with here in New York are Jewish.
Rob, go ahead. You're on Staten Island.
Yeah, I was just amazed because I Googled her, and I see her sitting there. She looks like a third-grade teacher. She's got this big swastika above her head.
Why would you do that when you know people are so offended by the swastika?
Because I have the other side of the room with the Star of David. There are a lot of people that are offended by that.
But out of all signals or all symbols that you could use, you choose a swastika?
Yeah, I mean, why would you even want to be associated with that?
Because each one has different energies.
Why would you want to even be associated
with
the swastika?
It represents
one of the worst Holocausts. This country had to go to war. People who served in that war were killed.
I'm not giving that puppet Adolf Hitler that power.
You're taking away that power.
You're keeping it alive. You're posting it every time. Now someone looks at
you. Hijacked and went into a building, and the building toppled. What do you think of that? That's what I think.
You're too simplistic.
I'm an idiot, huh? That's what I think. I agree with the guy who called in and said, I saw the planes go through the building. I happen to believe that there are people who saw that.
But did a plane going into a building turn the building into dust?
Yes. And you know what? There were no people waving. There might have been people jumping.
You know what? There might have
help.
Been people waving who saw helicopters going by, and they were hoping to be rescued.
Yeah, but
after
in
they...
the gash, I think all of those people got incinerated.
Yeah, and there were people who were diving out of the building from that cartoon. Yeah.
Howard, I don't think anybody said they saw the airplane with their eyes go in
That's
one side and out the other. No, he said it. He saw it go in.
Well,
the only place
I mean,
you saw it go in one side and come out the other was for a second on television. That's when it went in one side and came out the other, the nose intact. On the other side. That was a computer-generated image.
All right. Well,
you know what? Neither plane came out the other side.
No. That was the illusion of total penetration, and real sex can wake us up.
I think she needs to get laid.
Yeah, I think, you know what, seriously? You're being a little crazy.
Too much tantra.
I don't mean to
That's
disparage
first,
you.
No, no, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, but I think
I
there might be.
This
I think
far
you should
by
go to,
now if I had been
I
disparaged by such comments.
I don't think you've gotten far at all.
Tantra plus my.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
And a special thanks, of course, to Tryptamine, the Fakeologist audio bot, which allows us to play YouTube audio into the live stream chat or any voice channel. Very grateful for Tryptamine and all his work. He will not take compensation for the Fakeologist bot. That's very nice of him, very fantastic of him. And he's just one of many, many great contributors to Fakeologist.com that do it for the sake of keeping Fakeologist.com a powerful and fantastic site. So thank you again, Tryptamine. Keep up the good work as you keep making Fakeologist bot even better, which is great. Thank you.
I'm Original Simulant from Florida. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com, motherfucker.